Kick-Ass Vets, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is episode 13 of Kick-Ass Vets podcast, and today we're talking about how to be a valuable kick-ass vet. Kick-Ass Vets uses the term value over and over and over again, and we do it because it's really, really important. It's important to value yourself, it's important to display value, and it's important to be valued. And we're going to chat in this podcast about the different aspects of value and what it means to value yourself, what it means to be financially valued to a clinic, and what it means to display value to your clients. So first of all, let's talk about the two different forms of value. There's being emotionally valuable and there's being financially valuable. So to be emotionally valuable means that you're deserving, you're important, you're worthwhile, you're useful, you're desirable. All of these things make you emotionally valuable. You also have the definition of being financially valuable, and that means that you contribute to monetary worth, as simple as that. So in order to be valuable to yourself and clinics and clients, you need to be both emotionally and financially valuable in all of these aspects. So firstly, let's talk about being valuable to yourself, because that is the first step in being successful in any professional job, is to feel valuable yourself. You yourself need to emotionally respect yourself. You need to emotionally feel you are deserving and important and worthwhile and useful. So we're going to start with that. I'm here to tell you right now, you have a degree. You are valuable. You are smart. You are worthwhile. You are not just a warm body in a building that they could have anyone off the street come in and do your job. You are there because of your brain and what you can think. You are not a cog in a wheel. So just by having a degree, you have already put in the work and put in the effort to make yourself valuable. You're needed in the clinic. The clinic cannot run without you. As a vet, vet clinics don't work without a vet. So you are valuable. How to show that you're emotionally valuable to yourself? You need to prove to yourself that you can do it. And one of the ways to do that, especially as a new grad, is instead of, you know, say you have a case, you have a dog that's peeing blood, for example. Instead of going to your boss or your supervisor, or your mentor and saying, oh, this dog's peeing blood, what do I do? Prove to yourself you can do it independently. Make an assessment, make a treatment plan. If you need to look it up in textbooks, look it up in textbooks. If you need to look it up on VIN, look it up on VIN. Make a list of differential diagnoses, make a possible plan in terms of diagnostics, make a possible plan in terms of treatments, and then bring that collective plan with your thought to your mentor, to your boss, to your trainer. You, by doing that, you are going to A, realize, yes, you can do it instead of using your training wheels, and B, you're also going to speed up your path to independence. Both of those are incredibly important. The other thing to show emotional value is to contribute your new gold standard knowledge to cases. You know, especially as a new grad, you're coming out of school with the latest information and the latest knowledge. Or if you're new to a clinic and you've worked in a clinic that was, you know, maybe a bit more advanced, contribute your knowledge into cases. And as you do that, you're going to realize and prove to yourself and others, yes, I can contribute. Yes, I have information. And that is going to show you that you're valuable and you deserve to be there. The next thing to do is to push your comfort zone. Unless you're open to learning and trying new things, you're never going to progress. If you constantly stay in your safety bubble, you're never going to grow. So make sure that you give yourself the opportunity to grow by allowing yourself new experiences. And as you do and as you tackle them and you succeed, yes, it's going to be challenging. Yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, you're going to fail sometimes, but you're going to grow. And that is going to make you feel confident and valuable to yourself and others, but mainly to yourself. The other thing is, fake it till you make it, guys. Even if you don't feel confident, display confidence externally. you know, posture, walk with your shoulders back, your head up, speak confidently, speak clearly, make eye contact. The more you do these things, the more you will train your body and train your brain into displaying that confidence. And as you do that, you're going to start feeling it on the inside. The other thing is, ask questions. You're not going to know everything. You're going to need help sometime. Don't feel bad that you don't know or don't understand. And if you don't understand, especially if someone else has made a treatment plan, ask them a question, because sometimes you'll realize they made that treatment plan and it doesn't make sense with what you would have done because they're actually not practicing Goldman standard medicine. And then you're going to realize, okay, you know, they're not doing everything perfect either. A, we're all going to make mistakes, but B, I know something. I know that that wasn't necessarily quite right. And, you know, maybe we can do this, or you'll learn something. And in learning, you'll grow and you'll become more confident. All right. How do you become financially valuable for yourself? First of all, you need to confidently deliver your assessments and treatment plans to clients. It's really, really important that you start doing this, especially as a new grad, even if what you're saying to them is, I don't know what's wrong and we need to do blood work to make sure that it's not X, Y, and Z, or we're going to do blood work to test for this condition because we're not quite sure. It could be a few different conditions. Confidently delivering your assessment and treatment plans to clients with an explanation is financially valuable to yourself, because you are then going to A, bring in financial worth to your clinic, which is going to translate to you being financially valuable to the clinic and therefore to yourself. The next thing, be as independent as possible. The more training time you need, the less financially valuable you are to that clinic. So if you're more independent, you are going to prove to yourself that you are financially valuable. Work hard and learn how to be efficient and effective. Efficiency is really, really important in veterinary medicine. So if you can create processes, templates, protocols, and handouts to make your workflow more efficient and effective, you are going to become more financially valuable. Also, always, always be learning and progressing your career. The more you learn and the more you progress yourself as a vet, the more services you can provide to your clients, and therefore the more financial value you can bring in. The last thing is, of course, advocate for yourself and make sure that you're paid appropriately. None of these other aspects are going to matter of you increasing your worth if you can't negotiate for yourself and advocate for yourself that you deserve that financial increase. So, you know, definitely make sure you're advocating for yourself and making sure that you're being paid appropriately. The next thing we're going to chat about is displaying value to clients. Clients' perspective of value is the difference between their evaluation of the benefits that they're receiving versus the cost of the service. So you need to be able to show them that there is a benefit to what you are recommending that they do, and show them that they're getting their money's worth and that what you are recommending is important. Emotionally, you need to do this by showing confidence. If you are in the corner not making eye contact with your back hunched, they're not going to have any confidence in you emotionally and therefore aren't going to trust you. So it's really important to display confidence. Explain why. Why is a very, very important question that owners have. You need to explain why tests are required, why medications are needed. If you can say, you know, your dog is drinking and peeing a lot, and it could be from kidney disease, it could be from Cushing's disease, it could be from hypothyroidism, and we need blood work to tell which disease it is because they're treated very differently, you've explained to them why you need that blood test. And that displays value and shows confidence, and that's important to clients. Also, how. Explain how disease processes work. When people understand something, they're more likely to trust you, and your ability to teach and explain it to them will increase their confidence and the value that they have for you emotionally. Give them options and include the option of gold standard. You know, say, And ideally, this is what we would recommend in terms of workup. If you don't want to do that, we can do option B or C instead. And honestly recommend what's needed and required. You don't need to over-service to make money in veterinary medicine. We routinely under-service because we don't have confidence in ourselves enough to recommend what is required and gold standard. That's, you know, one of the biggest issues is gold standard isn't offered soon enough. So give everyone options, offer and recommend what you honestly feel that animal needs, and clients will feel that and understand that and will trust you and feel that you're a valuable person to them. Also, keep your promises. One really important thing to demonstrate value to clients is if you say you are going to email them that night, email them that night. If you say you're going to call them by 4 p.m., call them by 4 p.m. Ideally, don't make any set time points of when you're going to call someone or when you're going to email someone and give yourself caveats because time always gets away from you. But if you say you're going to do something, do it, and because that's really important to clients. Financial value to clients. You know, it's really important for them to emotionally trust you and emotionally value you, and that translates into financial value. So you want to estimate accurately. You don't want to overestimate too much, but you never want to underestimate. Always overestimate a little bit so you have wiggle room because you're always going to forget something. Explain each test you want to do and how it changes your plan. Clients are more likely to go ahead with a test if they understand how it's going to help their pet. Always offer the best medicine and why you recommend it. You'd be surprised at how many people will culture urine if you tell them why it's important. Always charge appropriately for services. You know, don't do that sneaky ultrasound. Don't do things for free. Value yourself enough and display why we need to do tests to owners, and then charge for those services. When we don't charge for services, we are telling owners, oh, we didn't charge for that because, you know, we're actually probably overcharging you. That's the message that they get, that we have disposable income to not charge for services. And it perpetuates a huge problem within the vet community. And also, it's not fair to your boss. So always charge appropriately for everything you do. Your terminology is greatly going to affect how financially valuable clients see your services. If you go into a situation, you say, oh, I know it's expensive, but I think we need to do this and it's going to cost this much money. You've put in their minds that it's expensive. You don't know what expensive is to them. You don't know what's valuable. Just like when you go to the mechanic doesn't say, oh, I know it's expensive, but you need new tires or your tires are going to explode and you're going to crash and die. So we need $800 to fix your tires. They just say, hey, you need new tires. They're going to be $800. Don't preset preconceived notions that cost of care is too expensive, because it's not. Veterinary medicine compared to the actual cost of medicine is very cheap. Don't give them that idea that it's expensive because you feel nervous or you don't feel confident in yourself. Also, don't apologize for prices. This is the cost of care. That's all there is to it. You know, charges are set so that the clinic can function and that everyone can be paid appropriately and have a life and the clinic can progress and continue to provide services, and that's the cost of care. But also, give various options for clients' budgets. Just because you're not apologizing for fees and you're not saying that they're expensive, that doesn't mean that your client is going to be able to afford it, and that's okay. So just make sure that you give them lots of options, and that will make them feel that you're working with them and understand that they have a financial limit and that you're happy to work with them. The last thing is being valuable to your clinic. This is obviously, you know, really important in terms of asking for raises and being paid appropriately, but it's also important in terms of making sure that you are part of a team. So first of all, how can you be emotionally valuable to a clinic? Being a positive team member, not gossiping, don't talk down to other staff. Be excited about learning. Infuse the clinic with your knowledge if you go to a conference or if you're a new grad. Contribute to teaching of colleagues and staff. you know, wear the shirt of your business, support the business, defend your business, be a team player and be a positive team player. All of these things don't contribute financial value, but they contribute emotional value to the clinic, which makes you more valuable to the clinic. Financially, you know, as we chatted about before, always charge appropriately for everything that you've done. Work hard, work efficiently. You know, contribute to protocols and handouts and systems that make the clinic more efficient. And always recommend all needed tests and interventions to clients. Don't under-recommend because you don't feel confident. All of those things will make you more financially valuable to a clinic. And always advocate for yourself. You know, negotiate your salary so that you are being paid appropriately. All of those things are really important in terms of showing value. And those are all the different ways that you are valuable. You know, you might think I'm not valuable. Well, look at this. This was 15 minutes of all the different ways that you are amazingly valuable. So the biggest thing is be emotionally valuable to yourself and to your clients and to your clinic, and be financially valuable to yourself and your clients and your clinic. And a huge part of that is negotiating and advocating for yourself to be paid appropriately. If you feel that you need a little extra help preparing for a negotiation to get that appropriate financial compensation back from your owner, aka get the raise that you want, then check out our consulting through the webpage, and we're happy to help you prepare for your negotiations. As always, advocate for yourself. You're the only one that will. And thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.